Welcome to GCSE Revision Ready, your go-to podcast for smashing your religious studies exams. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics on the WJEC specification, pilgrimage. Whether you're studying Christianity, Islam, or both, this episode is going to give you everything you need. The key sites, the theological debates, the exam technique, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test yourself. So grab your revision notes, and let's get started. First, let's get clear on what pilgrimage actually is. A pilgrimage is a journey to a sacred or holy place undertaken for religious reasons. But here's what examiners want you to understand. It is not a holiday. It is not tourism. It is a spiritual discipline with specific rites, purposes, and beliefs attached to it. The moment you describe pilgrimage as just visiting a holy place, you're already losing marks. Examiners credit candidates who use precise vocabulary. Veneration, penance, intercession, conversion. Keep those words in your mind throughout this episode. Now, the WJEC specification asks you to study pilgrimage from two angles. First, the phenomenological angle. That means describing what actually happens at specific sites, the rites, the activities, the experience. Second, the theological evaluation angle. That means assessing whether pilgrimage is necessary for religious believers and engaging with different Christian and Muslim perspectives. Both AO1 and AO2 carry equal weight at 50% each, so you need to be equally strong at describing and at evaluating. Let's start with the three key Christian pilgrimage sites you must know inside out. Site number one, Lourdes in southern France. Lourdes became a pilgrimage site following the apparitions of the Virgin Mary to a 14-year-old girl named Bernadette Soubirous in 1858. Bernadette reported 18 apparitions in total, and during one of them, a spring of water appeared in the grotto of Massabielle. This water is central to the Lourdes pilgrimage experience. Pilgrims traveled to Lourdes, and we're talking around 6 million visitors per year, primarily seeking healing. The activities at Lourdes are specific, and you must know them. Pilgrims bathe in the pools fed by the spring water, seeking physical or spiritual healing. They attend candlelit torchlight processions through the grounds, carrying candles and singing hymns. They visit the grotto of Massabielle to pray before the statue of Our Lady. They attend Mass and receive the sacraments. And many come to seek the intercession of the Virgin Mary on behalf of themselves or loved ones. The Catholic Church has officially recognized 69 miraculous cures at Lourdes. That's a specific statistic worth knowing. The theological significance? Lourdes embodies Catholic belief in the communion of saints, the intercessory power of Mary, and the sacramental nature of physical places. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2691, affirms that the Church recommends to the faithful certain places to which they can make pilgrimage. Lourdes is a living expression of that teaching. Site number two, Iona, off the west coast of Scotland. Iona has a completely different character to Lourdes, and this is a distinction examiners love to test. Where Lourdes is about healing and intercession, Iona is about community, simplicity, and reconnection with early Christian roots. St. Columba founded a monastery on Iona in 563 AD, making it one of the oldest centers of Christian mission in Britain. Pilgrims to Iona today are drawn by what Celtic Christians call the concept of a thin place, a location where the boundary between heaven and earth feels unusually close. Activities at Iona include periods of silence and contemplative prayer, participation in the ecumenical Iona community, which emphasizes justice, peace, and care for creation, visiting the restored Iona Abbey and St. Columba's Shrine, walking the ancient pilgrimage route around the island, and engaging in communal worship that draws Christians from many denominations. Iona is particularly significant for Protestant pilgrims who may be less drawn to sites associated with Marian devotion. It represents pilgrimage as spiritual retreat and community renewal rather than sacramental encounter. Site number three, Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the most theologically significant pilgrimage site for Christians because it is where the foundational events of salvation history took place, the ministry, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Pilgrims to Jerusalem walk the Via Dolorosa, which means the way of sorrow, the route Jesus is believed to have walked carrying his cross to Calvary. This is not a casual walk. Pilgrims pause at each of the 14 stations of the cross, meditating on Christ's suffering. The purpose is explicitly theological, to share in Christ's suffering, to deepen understanding of the atonement, and to connect physically with the events described in the Gospels. Other key sites include the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, built over the site of the crucifixion and resurrection, the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed before his arrest, the Mount of Olives, and the Upper Room, associated with the Last Supper. The biblical basis for pilgrimage to Jerusalem is strong. Luke chapter 2, verse 41 tells us that every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. This establishes a precedent from Jesus' own family. Jerusalem also holds profound significance for Judaism and Islam, making it a complex interfaith context that higher ban candidates should acknowledge. Now let's talk about the theological debate that sits at the heart of AO2 for this topic. Is pilgrimage necessary? The Catholic position is that pilgrimage has genuine spiritual value and is strongly encouraged. The Catechism supports it. The tradition of visiting sacred places is ancient and rooted in Scripture. Catholics believe that certain places carry a particular spiritual power, that God can be encountered in a special way at sites associated with holy events or holy people. Pilgrimage is also connected to the sacramental principle, the idea that physical, material things can be vehicles of divine grace. Bathing in the waters at Lourdes, walking the Via Dolorosa, these are not mere symbolic gestures. They are believed to have real spiritual efficacy. The Protestant position is more nuanced, and this is where many candidates lose marks by oversimplifying. It is not accurate to say Protestants don't do pilgrimage. Many Protestant Christians do visit holy sites. The difference is doctrinal. Most Protestant traditions hold that God is omnipresent, present everywhere equally, and therefore no physical location is inherently more sacred than another. The reformer John Calvin argued that excessive attachment to holy places risked idolatry and superstition. For Protestants, the relationship with God is primarily internal and spiritual, mediated through scripture and prayer, not through physical journeys. Pilgrimage may be personally meaningful, but it is not doctrinally required. A Protestant might visit Iona for its peaceful atmosphere and historical interest, but would not believe the journey itself earns spiritual merit. For full AO2 marks, you need to engage with this tension, cite specific sources of wisdom and authority, and reach a reasoned conclusion. Don't just describe both views, evaluate them. Which argument do you find more convincing, and why? Now let's move to exam tips and common mistakes. This is the section that can make the difference between a grade 5 and a grade 8. Common mistake number 1, describing pilgrimage as a holiday or a tourist trip. Examiners will not award credit for this framing. Always emphasize the spiritual purpose, the specific rites, and the theological beliefs that underpin the journey. Common mistake number 2, confusing the purposes of different sites. Lourdes is about healing and intercession. Iona is about community, simplicity, and Celtic spirituality. Jerusalem is about connecting with salvation history. If you mix these up in an exam, you signal to the examiner that you haven't studied the sites carefully. Common mistake number 3, asserting that Protestants don't do pilgrimage without nuance. This is too simplistic and will cap your marks. The nuanced answer is, Protestants may undertake pilgrimages for personal enrichment, but most Protestant traditions do not regard pilgrimage as doctrinally necessary or spiritually meritorious in the way Catholic tradition does. Common mistake number 4, writing evaluation questions without citing sources of wisdom. For AO2 questions, especially 15-mark questions, you must quote or reference scripture, church teaching, or other authoritative sources. Luke 2 verse 41, the Catechism of the Catholic Church paragraph 2691, John Calvin's Institutes, these are the kinds of references that push you into the top mark band. Exam tip number 1, use precise theological vocabulary. Veneration means showing deep respect and reverence for a holy person or place. Penance means an act of self-discipline undertaken to show repentance. Intercession means praying on behalf of another person, asking God or a saint to help them. These terms signal to the examiner that you understand the subject at a sophisticated level. Exam tip number 2, for 15-mark evaluation questions, your conclusion must make a clear judgment. Don't just summarize both sides. Say something like, on balance, the evidence suggests that pilgrimage is spiritually enriching but not theologically essential since the Protestant argument from omnipresence is difficult to refute from Scripture alone. That's a judgment. That's what earns top marks. Exam tip number 3, differentiate between historical significance and spiritual benefit. A site can be historically significant, Jerusalem clearly is, without that meaning every Christian must visit it. And a site can offer profound spiritual benefit, as Iona does for many, without being historically central to Christianity. Examiners reward candidates who make this distinction. Now it's time for our quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask five questions, pause the podcast after each one, think of your answer, then press play to hear the response. Question one. In what year did the apparitions of the Virgin Mary occur at Lourdes? Pause now. The answer is 1858. The apparitions were to Bernadette Soubirous, and there were 18 of them. Question 2. What is the name of the route walked by pilgrims in Jerusalem, retracing the steps of Jesus to Calvary? Pause now. The answer is the Via Dolorosa, meaning the Way of Sorrow. It has 14 stations of the cross. Question 3. Which saint founded a monastery on Iona in 563 AD? Pause now. The answer is Saint Columba. He came from Ireland and established Iona as a center of Celtic Christian mission. Question 4. Which verse from the Gospel of Luke is often cited as a biblical basis for pilgrimage? Pause now. The answer is Luke chapter 2, verse 41. Every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. Question 5. What term describes the Catholic belief that physical places can be vehicles of divine grace, supporting the value of pilgrimage? Pause now. The answer is the sacramental principle, the idea that material, physical things can mediate spiritual reality and divine grace. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you struggled with any, go back and review those sections of your notes. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points from today's episode. Pilgrimage is a journey to a sacred place undertaken for spiritual reasons, not tourism. The three key Christian sites are Lourdes, associated with healing and Marian intercession, Iona, associated with community, simplicity, and Celtic spirituality, and Jerusalem, associated with the events of salvation history. The central theological debate is whether pilgrimage is necessary. Catholics affirm its value through the Catechism and sacramental theology. Protestants generally regard it as optional, arguing from God's omnipresence. Key sources of wisdom include Luke 2, verse 41, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, and the writings of the Reformers. Use precise vocabulary, veneration, penance, intercession, conversion, and always, always reach a clear judgment in evaluation questions. Thank you so much for listening to GCSE Revision Ready. If this episode helped you, share it with your classmates. Revision is always better together. Good luck in your exams, and remember, every mark you earn is a mark you worked for. You've got this. See you in the next episode.